Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. When did you first learn then about the issue of trafficking and how did it grab your heart?
I was over in Sydney, Australia, visiting my sister. We were at their church, Hillsong Church, and it was during a conference. And Chris Kane from the A21 campaign did an amazing presentation. So here I sat, just rose back and watched all of this unfold in front of me. And It devastated me.
Well, you know, most people who know something about trafficking believe it's happening out there, not here. But the thing is, it's happening right under our noses in our suburbs. In fact, I just heard that opening fishing and deer hunting are just like the World Cup in Africa was a big, big deal for trafficking.
Yeah.
Say something about that.
Yeah. And we just, we are involved. There's a number of us in, we are just over the border in Wisconsin, and we are involved at the state level. So we are a part of a consortium with the Department of Justice for Human Trafficking in Madison. And we heard just a couple weeks ago when we were down there that during opening hunting and the campgrounds that are starting to shut down are really a place, a hotbed for trafficking right now.
And so how does that work in a suburban type setting in a resort in the States here? Are they bringing girls in? How are they getting these girls?
Like I said, they're kidnapping girls. There's some of them that are being coerced and manipulated into it. There's some of that. We have one of the girls that we work with, and she found herself, you know, she had been abandoned when she was a young girl by her mother, and she had an older man come into her life, older, you know, she's 19, he was 23, 24, and started to show affection to her that she so desperately needed. And he was buying her really great things that she had never had before. All of her needs were taken care of, which she had never had that done for her. Before she knew it, he asked her to move in, and it went from there to taking pornographic pictures, to listing her on Backpage, to prostituting her out, to actually, and we, this isn't a surprise to a lot of people anymore, but to actually tattooing her with his brand. So, and that's Western Wisconsin. That's where I'm raising my children right now. And these are the girls that are being taken up to these campgrounds and serviced out to the hunters and the people who are coming up there for that.